following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey there, my name is DJ Stass. This is the Lax Lab. In this podcast series, we will dive deep into the legendary discussion of who is the most skilled male lacrosse player in the PLL. In today's episode, I am going to introduce the first contender for the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. But first, I want to give a little background about my lacrosse career and a brief origin of lacrosse and how it's played now. Lacrosse has gotten more and more popular over the last decade and continues to grow and grow. Lacrosse originates with the Native Americans, where it was used as a way to resolve disputes and for the children of the tribes to have fun, and has now evolved into the competitive and game that is played around the world. One thing I love that the Native Americans came up with was that lacrosse is a creator's game and a medicine game, which means that it was meant to be a fun, enjoyable, and relaxing game. I've been playing lacrosse for about 8 years now and have loved every minute of it, especially because of how physical and fast-paced it is. I started playing in sixth grade, where my friend told me about it when I was at a baseball game. And then I started playing for my local club and then escalated to play for more competitive leagues, traveling around the country, hoping to get recruited to play NCAA ball. Once I got into high school, I started connecting with more and more colleges and finally narrowed it down to Dominican, where I was able to continue to play lacrosse at a D2 school. Now I want to switch gears back to who is potentially the best / most skilled current lacrosse player in the PLL. The first person I want to bring to the discussion is Brennan O'Neill. Brennan O'Neill is a 6'2", 250-pound attackman from Bayshore, New York. Brennan O'Neill has had one of the most outstanding lacrosse careers in the history of lacrosse and is definitely in the conversation for who is the most skilled lacrosse player. One thing I want to bring up before I go into his high school career, college career, and then his pro career. He played on one of the most renowned programs and clubs in the country to this day. His club team was called Team 91 and is regarded as the best lacrosse club for youth players of all time. In eighth grade, he committed to Penn State and then decommitted shortly after to go to Duke. He is the first ever person to ever commit in eighth grade for lacrosse. Normally, your junior year, on September 1st, you're now legally allowed to start talking to schools, especially D1 schools. But he was an exception. Brennan O'Neill had a very outstanding high school career. Brennan O'Neill attended St. Anthony's High School from 2016 to 2020. He was named the top recruit or number one overall recruit in the class of 2020, according to Inside Lacrosse. He appeared in the Long Island championship game where he led St. Anthony's to win that championship his junior year. During Brennan O'Neill's high school time, he played players like Andrew McAdory, Liam Entman, who went on to be first-team All-Americans in college. Brennan O'Neill was a USA All-American from 2016 all the way to 2020 in high school. In 2019, he was Long Island Player of the Year. And then in 2019, also, he was USA Lacrosse Magazine National Player of the Year. Now, shifting to his college career, where he attended Duke, one of the most prestigious and well-known lacrosse schools that always would go to the nationals and championships. Neil had one of the most insane freshman years out of any player that I've seen play college lacrosse since I've been interested in lacrosse. In his ACC freshman conference, he was named Freshman of the Year in 2021. And then in 2021 all the way to 2024, he made the All-ACC first team all conference team place. His conference fights against other schools like Virginia, Maryland, Michigan, and other very prestigious schools. In 2021, he was a USA All-American honorable mention as a freshman. In 2022, he was a USA All-American second team as a sophomore. And then in 2023 and 2024, he was a USA All-American first team. Some more individual awards he was awarded was the Torton Award, which is probably the most prestigious award you could get out of anything in all of lacrosse, which means the Torton means that you are the best player in college lacrosse at your time. So in 2023, he was awarded that, and then in 2024, he also made the finalist for the Torton Award, and unfortunately, the award was not given to him. Looking more international, he was, in 2023 at the World Lacrosse Championships, he was named the MVP, where he helped lead USA to a gold medal. And then at the All-World U21 Championships in 2022, he led the USA to a gold medal. Now I want to shift to his pro career so far, which will be covering 2024 and 2025 stats and awards. Brendan O'Neill was drafted number one overall in the PLL to the Denver Outlaws, and then also drafted number one overall in box lacrosse to the Philadelphia Wings. Starting with his field experience out with the Denver Outlaws, he started out on his rookie year, he started in all 10 games, played all 10, and recorded 29 points, 17 one-point goals, 2 two-point goals, and then had 8 assists. In 2025, he played 10 games, recorded 34 points, 21-point goals, 3 two-point goals, and then 8 assists. In 2025, he was named first team All-Pro with other players like Pat Cavanaugh, Chris Cavanaugh, JT Giles, and Liam Entman, who was his previous rival in high school. This pretty much sums up Brendan O'Neill's high school, college, and pro career. Like I said previously, Brendan O'Neill has had one of the most extraordinary and exceptional careers out of any other lacrosse player. He has played against the highest competition at every level in high school, going on to college, going on to the pros, where even though he was named the most outstanding lacrosse player in 2023 when he was awarded the Torton Award, he played other players from different. On his team alone for the Denver Outlaws, there are 4 Torton winners: Pat Cavanaugh, Jared Bernhardt, Brendan O'Neill, and Logan Wixnowskis. Out of all those players, he recorded the most points and has had the most impact in leading, just like this year, the Denver Outlaws to their first championship game. Now I want to read a statement by Inside Lacrosse and Brendan O'Neill's career from youth all the way to pros. Brendan O'Neill has redefined what it means to be a dominant lacrosse player, combining elite scoring ability, physicality, and leadership to elevate both his teams and the sport itself. His impact has gone beyond individual accolades. He consistently rises the level of the plays around him, inspires younger athletes, and represents the future of lacrosse to the national and international stage. Another article posted about Brendan O'Neill from the PLL directly is, Brendan O'Neill isn't just playing lacrosse. He's changing the game with unstoppable power, highlight reel goals, and clutch performances. He's becoming the face of the sport's future and inspiration to every young athlete chasing big dreams. Another thing I would like to talk about, which I think is more than necessary to add in this conversation, is just 8 things that I have put together that I would say makes you one of the most skilled lacrosse players in the PLL and just overall had the most impact on the sport. So first being a dominant skill set, which I definitely think Brennan O'Neill possesses. I think the second one is consistency, which I think he rises to the occasion every single game and always impresses the crowd and his coaches and his teammates every time. I think big game impact. I think he's been having an impact and inspiring younger players like myself when I used to watch him growing up. Records and accolades. I just listed his high school, his college, and his pro awards, which we'll see in upcoming podcasts, but definitely rivals other players like contenders that I will name coming up. Versatility, where he is able to be a big physical player but also have smooth stick skills on crease and being able to be smart and have good lacrosse IQ and being able to adapt and evolve to certain situations. Leadership and influence. I think he's been a leader and had major influence not just to his teams growing up and just with the talent and skill he possesses to make his teammates better and leading by example, but just to, as I said earlier, younger kids around in the lacrosse community. Cultural impact and how he has shaped the sport and how it's growing with him being a good positive role model. One thing I talked about earlier is maybe, and in the article they mentioned Brennan O'Neill possibly being the new face for lacrosse, because now when you think of lacrosse, you think of Paul Rabil, who created the PLL and different things and had a great lacrosse career. But now with Brennan O'Neill having so many accolades and having such a big impact on the game and good leadership skills and all the other seven topics I just talked about with him, he might be that new person for that spot. And then legacy, leaving behind a phenomenal standard and setting the bar high for younger players and just lacrosse players all over the world. So I definitely think Brennan O'Neill meets all eight of these characteristics and will continue to still rise to the occasion and impress me and other players around the world. In the end, in lacrosse, it's more than just highlight reel goals or box scores. It's about who has elevated the game to a level we haven't seen before. Brennan O'Neill has proven himself to be in the conversation of the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. With his rare blend of size, speed, and skill, he's redefined what it means to be a complete attackman and great lacrosse player. His dominance against top competition, his clutch performances on the biggest stages, and ability to make teammates around him better set him apart from the rest. Beyond stats and championships, Brennan O'Neill is shaping the future of lacrosse by inspiring the next generation to dream bigger and play harder. That lasting impact on the field, in their record book, and in the culture of the sport is what makes him not just a great, but truly exceptional lacrosse player. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you guys on the next podcast.